Hey everybody, this is Checking the Diary for Monday, August 10th, spoken by Elswith. For those of you who are on Patreon, you know I'm fibbing and it's actually Sunday. However, I get bonus points for getting ahead on something. Where to start? Thank you to my slave, Dave, who has single-handedly brought higher quality tea back into my life. I still owe you a picture of the pot. Oh, and the outdoor loo. It's nice that y'all come through with picks faster than I do. Maybe it's because nobody puts me in the corner. I've received a few very special photos recently. I say few, but it's been a lot. One is an outfit that nobody else has seen this person wear, except for me. I love that. Another is, oh goodness, this one actually made me cry, and I did tell him too, in a good way. I've been really spoiled by poetry and pictures and lots of things, just this huge insight into this person's life as well. And then the photo he sent, I don't know, I guess it caught me off guard as well, but it's of him bowing before me. And I love that it struck me in the same way, which I told him as well, it would if he was happened to be in my bedroom or front hall. It was just good. It was so good. Anyway, I've also had a few more pictures of cups of tea, because that's just fun, right? You didn't think you'd be doing that. Photos from hikes and of gardens and even a pie. It was this person's first stab at an American style latticed cherry version. Some of you know exactly what that is, and other ones are like, what? I'm gonna have to Google this. Lots of photos of symbols. One person even dated his and signed his name, which is a nice touch. It looks like this print that should just be hung up on the wall now. I've moved a lot of those into private folders, which each person should have access to. You probably, if you didn't have a private folder with me, I likely will have sent you a link to it, or, you know, it's been hot. I might not have, if not, just ask. Anyways, I moved a lot of those into there, the result of those symbols. It's also going to show up in those folders. I will tell you when. You do not have to keep checking. So one naughty, naughty fellow might not want me to share his name, so I won't, but he forgot his token when he went on his holiday. And he's atoning for it by working towards that David physique. He had to download a few apps, which he's having to do daily. He's also using Plant Nanny. Yes, I know. Other mistresses, they make you take a hairbrush to your ass. I get it. You can do that too. Naughty one, if you'd like. Maybe I could call you Biscuit. That's a good code. Hey, Biscuit. If you want to take a hairbrush to your ass, go ahead, since you left David at home. Well, everyone can if you want. I mean, he doesn't have the whole rights to being the only one who can take a hairbrush to his ass. Not in, on, outside. Smack, smack, smack. That. Shoot, maybe I'll throw out a prize for the reddest one. Am I about to get an inbox full of red bottoms? Hopefully. I'll take that. That's a way to start your Monday, start your week, isn't it? Okay, I know, I have some non-masochists, and that's fine. I accept you. So for my non-masochists who don't want to take a brush to their bottom, download Plant Nanny. Plant Nanny. If you look up the app, and you see a little plant drawn on there, it's the right one. There you go. Speaking of, where are your tokens right now? Do you know where it is? So, I have received pictures and notes from folks about theirs. One person in the UK is using an American coin, interestingly enough. I think they're also the nearest to me as the crow flies for... all I know, they could be two blocks over. I could have given them a jar full of coins, but, you know, who wants to haul around an entire jar of coins, right? Another sent me a pic of his Canadian loony. I'm not sure why. I'd never seen one before. I've been to Canada a couple of times. Yes, as the typical American tourist, Niagara Falls. He also sent me a picture of an origami ship, and I love it. My barbecue Sam has returned as well with a coin from Peru. I also learned that he's a GM for an RPG that I'm pretty familiar with, and he also plays Magic. And speaking of, I'm still in love with the green and white, but may lean more towards the white. I swear it's because of the Wrath of God card. It's so satisfying. And while I'm on Nerdy Adventures, if anybody's keeping track, I'm actually doing halfway decent as Annie. I am loving Nexus. I think I'm the only one that does, but it's so much fun. It's just fun. It's like you're not freezing a wave. You're not like wondering if your jungler is going to remember you're up there on top. You're not doing any of those things. You're just, it's just a free for all. It's a chaotic, fun free for all. Anyway, back to tokens. Dear Matt, he's using a buffalo nickel, which brings back a lot of memories for me. I'd spend hot days at the flea market sorting out jars of coins with my cousins. My mother would always buy a jar of coins if one was for sale, and I think it was just to keep us all busy by checking the dates and such. Somebody else is using a coin from the Summer of Love from 1967. And you know, since it's been out of circulation for a while, I believe that still counts as not commonly found in your area. Oh, yeah, I've received stories, longer tales to lose myself in, very flattering tales as well. I am going to eventually share those as long as I have permission, as well as the poems to marvel over. Y'all are so talented, and snippets of daydreams. So one of these snippets, it involved a ship with a crow's nest. If you're not familiar with what that is, you have not been playing Sea of Thieves. It's the mast of the ship, the tall one, has like the ladder that goes up it, and then the buckety thing at the top, that's the crow's nest. So this particular man who sent me this snippet said that he's only somewhat afraid of heights. He mentions in his note that he's aware I could make it easier on him. Perhaps take over his body like I do in the mirror sessions and make his hands go up, speaking words of encouragement. But let me tell you all the truth. In my shared daydream, the headspace that I invite you into my reality? Yeah, I would send him up that ladder to that crow's nest. I'd also make him look down again and again as I speak to him. He's not going to be cheating by looking straight ahead or up. No, he will look down and see how far below the deck is. And I'd make his hand slip, trying to grab and missing the ladder again and again, falling down only to be saved from the hard wooden deck by a convenient cushion of air. And then I'd send him back up again. Back up. Up the ladder, not quite knowing when he's going to slip, not even knowing if maybe he can keep one hand on. Oh, that's a relief, isn't it? One hand on, and then back up again, only for both of the hands to fall, and down he goes again, and that convenient cushion of air catching him. Again, again, again. Until he's drenched with sweat, trembling now, not only with fear, but exhaustion. Maybe getting a little bit numb to the fear. And finally, allowing him to reach the top before calling him back down to me, where he'd collapse and kiss my feet. Grateful for every emotion I had him feel. Maybe grateful to be on the ground, maybe grateful to know that I can do to him whatever I want in that space. Maybe he's just a swirly mess of every feeling and not knowing his own thoughts and feelings anymore. Only knowing he needs his lips pressed against my feet. I like that snippet. So finally, the response to Eunoia has been positive, and I'm pleased. The music for this week behind the sessions is inspired by Monday's Word. I enjoy that. It is fun. I like how many have shared that they're finding their lives improved due to our time together. It is almost like the universe somehow conspired to use your fun, fetishy kinks to make you an all-around better person. Oh, and Walter even shared, I think a couple other have, but I admit I'm behind. Walter shared his automatic writing with me, and it led to more questions from me. So fair warning, if you do share your automatic writing experience, you're probably going to, you know, get some more questions from me before I do the next part that goes with it. I should say about using names. I'm kind of bad at misjudging, maybe, if people want to hear their names or don't want to hear their names. I've only had one person say they were really caught off guard by it. Others have said it made them blush, but that's okay. You can blush. I like that. If you truly don't want something shared, I think I'm usually good at judging it. I may ask for permission. Or if it's something that you're sharing and you think that I may want to throw it into the check in the diary, I can't guarantee it's going to go in there, but go ahead and let me know that you don't mind if I share. I like that. It's fun. I am eventually, as life simmers down through August to a nice September, a few of you may find yourselves with other nicknames and such as well, and those will likely get used freely here. Speaking of names, this person didn't want me to share, but I'm gonna say thanks anyway. Not that I particularly needed it, but most of you probably have caught on that I tend to take on gigs and I do freelance work and writing and such. And because I've been having just this, what I thought was going to be a quiet August turning into this whatever August. One of you asked basically what my fee would be for a certain thing and what I would charge somebody else. Trust me, nobody has asked me to do research-based writing for them, and please don't, because I won't. And in response, decided to surprise me with that, but made me swear that it meant I would not take on an extra gig for next month. So, thanks for that. Thanks for buying me some time. That's kind of fun. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. This is now getting to be such a long check in the diary, and I didn't even scratch the surface of everything. I do have a bedtime story that I have told Peter he must do, so it should be coming up. A lot of you have done your homework. Others, I know right now, a few people are in transition, moving and so on. And trust me, I'm not going to forget that, you know, we have sessions together. So I'd rather not rush it. It's truly fine. Just go ahead and do your homework, you know, when you're able to. If we have a personal folder together, if you want to put it in there and just send me a note, that also works. I'm finding that to be a really fun way to store the pictures and to-do lists and things like that. It's neat. I don't know. Darn Google. I really, really was so determined to not be a Google person for a while. Anyway, I know there's one more thing. When it comes to my brain, I will post it on Patreon. I just can't remember it at this moment. I hope you all have a wonderful beginning to the week. And I hope you enjoy the music that is set with the Unoya sessions. I think Peter has it up his sleeve that the music may change week by week. We'll see. Depends on what happens in his life as well. So, bye for now.